He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Friday morning. It's the September 12th. It's the live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California. Well, we've got a squishy start. You know how you walk in with out of the rain and your sneakers are kind of squishy and making noise? That's kind of the way I see the market here this morning. Squishy. The S&P is down 9. That's 1,988 right now. Gosh, we were at 2007 not too long ago. This doesn't surprise me. You know, I said many times that when a market crosses over a major milestone like 2000, many times it will settle. Then it'll make another run at it. And then it will settle. Then it'll make another run at it until it proves that it can hold that 2000 level. And right now it's settling. The Dow is at 16,988 right now. It's down 60 points. We're below that 17,000 level. Another testament to the theory that I have, that I've witnessed, that I've watched over the years. The NASDAQ is down 20, 4,571. But you know, these point moves aren't as big of percentage moves as they used to be now that we're at such lofty numbers. A 100-point or a 70-point move when the market was at 10,000 was a lot more significant than now. Right now the markets are down about 0.4%. Crude oil is down again, 92.67. Gold is down again, 12.40. Interest rates are up again, big jump, 2.60 there, and the euro is at 1.29. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour, where once again I'll be working on my newsletter so that I can get it out this the next day, either today or tomorrow. I send that out to whoever wants it, pwstreet.com, pwstreet.com. I lay it all out on the line there, every buy and sell that I've made. Everything that I currently own, my current opinions, my top choices in asset classes right now, my top choices in sectors right now, my top choices in mutual funds for you 401k folks right now. It's all right there in the newsletter every week. I'm very, very transparent. You can see right through me. Bill at pwstreet.com is my email if you have a question for me. Yesterday I received an email from a listener or a viewer asking me about penny stocks. She's looking for something to invest in because she only has a little bit of money. And here is my observations of penny stocks over the years. Number one, the folks surrounding penny stocks, whether they be the perpetrators of the company, the CEOs or the owners of the company, whether they be the promoters of the company, whether they be the folks that are involved pushing shares of the company, I've just found it to be an area of our economy, an area of the stock market that's a den of thieves. I don't know about you, but I don't really like hanging around with a bunch of thieves that are looking to skin me alive and looking to line their own pockets. I've seen very few penny stocks over the years work out. And if anything makes me sicker than seeing on the Twitter boards or on stock twits or whatever, someone trying to promote a penny stock, it just makes me absolutely sick. So my answer to her was just about four or five words: avoid them like the plague. But that's my opinion. And I don't just base that opinion on, here's what I think. I've watched over the last 20 years in the business, and another 10 years prior to that, I've witnessed penny stock promoters and penny stock people, and They're just not the kind of people I want to hang around with, okay? And at least, you know, at the local Indian casino or at the racetrack or whatever, you can get a prime rib dinner maybe and a lobster buffet. Penny stocks, it's all you get is a bunch of misery and a bunch of hope. Penny stocks rarely turn out. And like I say, most promoters surrounding them are almost always scoundrels. And she said, well, what should I invest in? I only have a little bit of money. You know, what's wrong with an exchange-traded fund, an ETF? Some of these ETFs trade for $5, $6, $8, $12, $13 a share. And if it's action you're looking for and a little bang for your buck, and the casino's too short-term for you, well, these ETFs, especially the ones that are leveraged 3-to-1, they ought to be able to provide you enough action. Buy China 3-to-1. And if you think it's going to go down, short at 3-to-1. Go to the Direction Share websites. Direction, I believe it's spelled with an X, D-I-R-E-X-X-I-O-N, I want to say, Direction Shares. They have the most leveraged mutual funds in the market, 3-to-1. The other one I would recommend against, now this is just me, I am not a fan at all of options. I believe options, you know, the promise is, look, you can invest a little bit of money, you're really leveraged. And you can make a lot of money with a little bit of money. But you can also lose all of your money real easily. Because the minute you buy that option, the clock is ticking. It's got an expiration date. Well, what if I go out a year from now? You know what? If you're going to go out a year and you're going to buy a leap on a stock like Apple and leverage yourself, then, okay, now you're talking a little bit more. I could go a little bit more for that. But even then, a $5 leap can go to $3.50 real quickly. 30% drop, just like that. So you just have to know that when you're playing the options game, I don't know what the statistics are. The guy that comes to the discount broker and opens an options account, how many of those accounts are wiped out 6 months later? I would just venture to say that the vast majority of them don't last more than a year, and they're wiped out. Now, you could say, well, what about buying stocks and writing covered calls against them? Well, there's a problem with that, too. You have to own a fairly significant amount of the stock, the underlying stock, and you better own a good stock that underlies the writing of the calls. And what you get in the writing of the calls is not very much. It's a pittance. Now, if you've got a huge, huge position in a stock that you've held for a long time and you don't want to sell it, or you'd have huge capital gains and you write covered calls against it, that's another thing. Another thing you have working against you in writing covered calls, if the stock goes way up, you're going to get it called away from you. Well, I know you can buy them back and cover and all this and that and maintain the stock, but I'm just saying, I think that the odds are, I would like to see them someday. In fact, I could probably get those odds. In fact, I'm going to make a note to myself. I'm going to ask Scottrade. I'm a member of the advisory council there. They're having their meeting next week, and I just can't go. I'm starting a new radio show in Sarasota and Tampa on a couple of big news talk stations, and I just don't want to do those shows from a telephone. I need to do them from my good equipment here in San Diego, from my studio that I built in my little office here. But I just was going to find out the statistics from Scottrade, how many folks open up an options account at Scottrade with their local discount broker. What's the average size of the account? I'd venture to say $3,000 or $4,000. And what's the average duration of that account before the account either closes or is nothing or whatever? I'm going to guess 75 to 80%, but I'll get those numbers for you. If you have just a little bit of money to invest, well, you know, like I say, I think that the ETFs will keep you alive long enough. You might even hit a few that really do well. And, you know, they're not as juiced and as highly leveraged as the penny stocks and the options are. And, you know, I just don't think they turn out. The other question I'm getting is, what do you think of the Alibaba IPO? Should we open sesame on that thing? Well, you know what? If you can get it from your broker at the offering price, go for it. You're going to make money. But if you're a guy like me that's got to wait until they've all made their money and then it comes out on the retail market, I believe that the odds are stacked against you. Just look at some of the recent IPOs like Facebook and Yahoo or Twitter. They didn't turn out very well. Give them 6 months, give them a year, and then see how they perform as publicly traded companies. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We'll be right back.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot. The next day they are not. High tech is down. Low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets. Not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. You know, I want to address this big drop in oil prices that we've seen recently. I'm still a believer. A good growth portfolio over the next 3 to 5 years, how can you not have any energy stocks in that portfolio? You know, with the shale boom that's going on here in the U.S., and I know that oil's come down from $107 per barrel to $92 per barrel. However, you know, there's some there's a few reasons why that's happening right now. One of the reasons is still 11 tankers floating out there in the ocean or in different ports carrying oil from Kurdistan, which is a disputed territory. The Kurds want to be paid for that oil, and Iraq is saying, wait a minute, that's our oil. Make the check out to IRAQ, and I'm sure ISIL is claiming credit to it. Let's make the check out to ISIL, and I don't think that's going to happen. But that's increased the supply of oil floating around in the world, and I still say that oil is the lifeblood of the economy. And as much as I would love to have solar and wind driving our economy, yesterday when I got done with my chores when the market closed, which is about 1:30 p.m. West Coast time, that's one of the advantages we have on the West Coast. If you can clear your schedule and there's a little bit of time left, I did get out. September is one of the best fishing months in San Diego. I just fished the local harbor here, which my office is located right on the harbor in San Diego. And I watched F-14 jets taking off and landing at North Island, and I watched a huge freighter go by. Its home port was Istanbul, Turkey. I'm not quite sure what we're bringing in or what we're selling there. I saw a giant freighter come in carrying cars from Japan that will need oil and gas. And I saw Navy destroyers and Navy hospital ships and submarines and fishing boats coming in from the tuna grounds. There's a lot of energy needs in our economy. We have railroads carrying energy. I don't know how many jets I saw land and take off at Lindbergh Field here in San Diego, but I'm still a big believer that oil is the lifeblood of our economy, and I don't think that anytime soon we're going to flip the switch and say, okay, we're dependent now. You got to run everything with solar and wind. Now, my salesman here, Craig, he's got a little electric car now that he loves. He drives it to work, gets home, plugs it in at night. Hopefully the power doesn't flip or the switch doesn't flip or he doesn't forget to plug it in or he'd be stranded somewhere in Kearny Mesa. But he's so far making it to work every day and he loves it. But it's still, I believe, that oil's a part of the growth of our economy. In fact, one of the oil experts, I mean, a guy that has just cleaned up in investing in energy over the years, continues to call for $150 oil down the road at some point in time. And he's a patient guy. He's willing to wait. He's never made a wrong call on oil. He said it would be $100 someday. You know that back in 2009, at the bottom of the financial crisis, oil was in the $35 to $40 per barrel range. So, you know, it went way up. It's at, what, 92 now? But having said that, I'm not going to have 100% of my portfolio in oil stocks. There was also a premium built into those oil stocks because of the Israel-Gaza conflict, which is simmered down for now. But we still do have ISIL out there, which looks like they may have a formidable force finally. Hopefully. We'll see if it's enough to put a big dent in their population. You know, when you got cockroaches, which I hope you don't have, or termites. Let's use termites. Better example is termites. You got to put a tent over them, and you got to kill them all. And that's the way they're going to behave. That's the way you got to deal with them. But having said all this about oil, this drop in oil has also benefited a lot of companies. Companies that are big users of oil, like the trucking companies. And I continue to do very well with the stock that I've owned for a long time. I found it using my Best Stocks Now app. I don't know that I would have found it any other way because I never hear them talking about it on TV. And I never see it on the cover of the Wall Street Journal or on Barron's. But it's a company that has just plugged along over the years and put up phenomenal returns for those people who know about it. They're headquartered in Thomasville, North Carolina. And I've mentioned this a lot of times. There has to be a connection between Thomasville Furniture and Old Dominion Freight Lines. That is a trucking company, a $6 billion trucking company that provides less than truckload interregional and national motor carrier services throughout the United States of America. Old Dominion Freight Lines has been a great performer over the years. And it just secretly, quietly, under the radar, kind of does its thing. In fact, listen to this. Over the last 10 years, ODFL has delivered 23% per year to happy investors, while the market's delivered 6%. Over the last 5 years, it's delivered 35% per year returns, while the market's delivered 13.9%. And over the last 3 years, it's had one of its best runs it's ever had, delivering returns of 51% per year. It's now a mid-cap stock. No longer a small cap. It's crossed over into mid-cap territory. And over the last 12 months, the stock's up 51%. Now, there's some formidable competition that Old Dominion's up against, not only in its own industry, but my app compares the stock against Apple, Palo Alto Networks, Cisco, some of the great growth stocks of all time. And how does ODFL stack up? It gets a performance grade of A. It's in the top 6 or 7% of the entire class as it relates to performance. Now, I don't know who runs the company or if they've had a few CEOs over the years, but my hat is off to them for putting up these kinds of returns for the shareholders. Now, that's good. Well and good. Performance is good. Hey, even in 2008, when the market's down 38%, Old Dominion was up 23%. Past performance, no guarantee of future results, but I like a batter stepping into the box with a good batting average. And Old Dominion's got one. When I take Old Dominion's earnings estimates next year of $3.46, extrapolate them out over the next 5 years at about 18 to 19% per year, I come up with the target price 5 years from now of about $127. The stock's currently trading at $70. This is not a recommendation. This is a mid-cap growth stock. I never put more than 3 or 4% into any one stock, but it certainly is a very good example of what I call, in my opinion, a best stock now. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot, the next day they are not. High tech is down, low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets. Not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to, and the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son, and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out, and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? With BeSafe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless BeSafe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
And welcome back to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with Professional Money Manager Bill Gunderson. Well, we've talked a little bit about penny stocks and my advice to avoid them like the plague. Hey, you do what you want to do, but if you're trying to do a little bit if you're trying to make a lot with a little bit, that's gambling. The stock market, obviously. You're taking risk. The minute you buy a stock, you're at risk. But there's different degrees of risk. I mean, buying a few shares of Apple versus buying 10,000 shares of a penny stock, what's the difference in risk there? There's a huge difference in risk. That's why I always, when I talk about the stocks that I talk about on the show, I always give you the market cap of the company. In my app, I list the risk profile that I deem the stock to have, whether it's speculative, whether it's aggressive, whether it's moderate, whether it's conservative, or where it's more of a growth and income type play. And you kind of have to decide what kind of an investor that you are, where you are on the risk profile, and look for the very best players to put on your field at any given time. It's like assembling a baseball team. I think even a better analogy is an all-star team of whatever risk profile you think is appropriate. Or maybe you want to mix in a few. Maybe you want to have a few aggressive stocks in there, a little habanero in your mix. Or maybe you're just really, really super conservative and you like great big companies that pay consistent dividends. Well, in the app, you can go to that section of the universe and click on the growth and income tab, and it will bring up the top ranked stocks. And I rank stocks my own proprietary system. It's not everybody's system, it's my system. I like value and I like performance. I like companies that have delivered returns over the years to investors. And I like to buy those stocks when they still make sense from a valuation point of view. That methodology is not for everybody. You may be a pure momentum investor. You may be a pure value, intrinsic value type of person. You might be a speculator. You might be a buy and hold over the long haul, buy good companies. Everybody's different. But I think it's good to listen to different opinions and different ways of doing things. As I walked out on my dock yesterday, went for a little fishing. I took a couple of the guys here fishing yesterday afternoon. We caught some halibut. We caught some bass. It was okay fishing. It wasn't fantastic, but we had a good time. But there's a guy on my dock who's known as Fisherman Mike, and I finally got to meet him yesterday. Fisherman Mike is a professional guide. I said, Mike, we're going to go fishing. I saw that the tides look pretty favorable today. And he says, well, good luck to you. He says, now that I'm back, he's been guiding on the Green River up in Utah. It flows out of Flaming Gorge Reservoir, which is just a beautiful area. It's just some beautiful trout fishing up there. This guy is a professional fisherman. He is on the water. I said, Mike, now that you're back, how often do you get out on the harbor here in the bay fishing? Every day. Now, this guy's like in his 50s, I would say, late 50s, early 60s maybe. He says, if I don't get out every day, I don't know which way the tides are going, and I don't know the feeding habits of the fish. And I said, well, you know... what he says, I catch about 100 a day if I want. He doesn't keep them, obviously, but he catches and releases. Now, we had three people yesterday. We maybe caught 10 fish in the several hours that we are out there. Why does he catch 100 a day? Because he's out there on the harbor every single day. Now, I don't catch 100 fish a day here in the stock market, but I can tell you this. I'm on the water every single day. From 6 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, usually till about 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, looking at charts, looking at stocks, watching breaking news, and this and that. Do I have an advantage over the guy who just on the weekend picks up a Barron's and chooses a few stocks? I don't know. I'll leave that for you to determine. But I think the more observations you can make and the more in touch and the more observations you make during the day and during the week, the better armed you are. And then, of course, on the weekends, I write my newsletter, which I send out Saturday morning or Friday night, depending upon conditions in the world and conditions in the market, and I tell you my observations. And I say, if I was going out fishing tomorrow, this is the area of the market that I'd be fishing in right now. And there's times that I would say I wouldn't even go out today. There's a storm warning. Stay in the harbor for the next 6 months or whatever. And there's times that are great times to have your pedal to the metal, like last year when the stimulus in the market was getting our last dose of it. And now with obviously the stimulus out of the market this year, you've seen the results. You've seen a flat consolidation year in the U.S. stock markets. But I ventured over to some other harbors and some different areas of the ocean, and I've found areas that I found to be more favorable right now than the U.S. markets because they're getting their own stimulus right now in various different forms. So that's how we work here at Gunderson Capital Management. I'm the guy that manages the money. Sometimes the fishing's great, which it was last year, and sometimes the fishing's very, very tough, which it is this year. You know, the small cap stocks were up 40% last year. This year they're down a little bit. That's a huge difference from one year to the next. And they've been very volatile along the way. Huge sell-off in February and March, then a rally, then a consolidation. Now they're drifting lower. It's just been one of those years. But there's still areas of the market, and there's still sectors of the market that I continue to like. The biotechs have come roaring back since their big February swoon, and I continue to own several biotechs. We've had some real good action in Medivation this week. We've had some really good action in Pharmacyclics this week, a couple that I own in my aggressive growth accounts. Another one that I own is a San Diego company called Dexcom. And by the way, I heard Jim Cramer this morning gushing about two San Diego biotechs. One was Acadia Pharmaceutical, which I'm very familiar with. They work in the Parkinson's disease area, and that stock's been performing very nicely. I don't own it at the current time. I also noticed Isis Pharmaceutical, which has also been performing very well. Jim Cramer was gushing about that this morning. I also do like Isis. I've actually had the CEO of Isis, Stanley Crooks, CEO, on my show many moons ago, many years ago. I knew the CFO at Isis. And they have about 30, 34 drugs in their pipeline right now, and I heard Cramer gushing about it. But it is a very, very high-risk type of stock. The one I like that I own right now here in San Diego is Dexcom, which makes a continuous glucose monitoring system. Who knows, maybe they'll build it into that watch that Apple's making. I don't know, but it continuously monitors your glucose level if you're a diabetes patient. And diabetes is a growth industry with many people's fast food diets and expanding waistlines and other factors in the world, whatever, processed foods, I don't know. A lot of things. There's a lot more diabetes in the world than there used to be. And Dexcom makes a very nice product. In fact, I've had people write to me about their product saying how much they like the product that is made by little Dexcom here in San Diego. And the reason I like the company is because it's produced results for the shareholders. It's been a very good growth company. This thing was a dollar back in 2008, and today it's $44 per share, and I own it at the current time in my aggressive growth accounts. Let's see, am I up on it? I think I'm up a little bit. I think I've made some money. I made money, a lot, quite a bit of money on it last year. So far in this current round that I own it in, I'll pull that up here in a minute. I think I'm up 20 or 21%, something like that so far. But Dexcom has been a top performer. And it's becoming a top performer once again. After a big swoon back in March, April, May of this year, that's when the biotechs had their big sell-off. And as they started to roll over, I cut my exposure to the biotechs dramatically. And then I let them kind of settle. And they settled. And then they started moving up. And now Dexcom is a stock that I own once again at Gunderson Capital Management in the aggressive growth accounts. Not a recommendation, but an example of what I think is the best stock now, in my opinion. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot. The next day they are not. High tech is down. Low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets. Not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. PWStreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, I hope you'll sign up for my newsletter. It can't hurt you. Maybe it can. I don't know. You'll have to decide that for yourself. But I publish that thing every Thursday. I try to send it out by Friday night, early Saturday morning. I've been doing it for about 18, 19 years. It's had different iterations over time. But as I look back at my old ones, you know, 10 years ago, I see how technology has changed and how we're able to put now links to videos that I produce during the week while I'm doing my radio show and links to articles that I've written and color graphics. And we've really come a long ways in technology, PDF files, etc. And I try to make it, you know, entertaining and easy to understand and get right to the point. There's no use messing around the edges and this and that. Let's get right to the bottom line. Should we still be in this market or not? And I said on March 27th of 2009, has a new bull market been born? And at that time, I believed it had been. I was, what, just 2.5 weeks late from the March 9th, 2009 bottom. And here we are 66 months later, and I've been bullish ever since. But at some point in time, I won't be bullish. And that's another area where I differ from people in my business. There's other market timers out there, and most guys will tell you that you can't time the markets. Well, we'll see, won't we? I've invented an app back in 08, 09 that ranks the asset classes. The first thing I want to know, should I be in stocks? Should I be in bonds? Should I be in a combination thereof? Should I own any gold? How about real estate? Or should I not be in anything right now? And I consider being inverse the market another asset class. Now, over the last 66 months, I've only bought the inverse just a few times, just a little bit, just as a hedge. But at some point in time, I just want to soften you up to the fact, do a little research of your own, that there are a lot of inverse funds out there. ETFs, exchange-traded funds, they go north when the market goes south. SH would be a good example. It's simply the S&P inverse. When the S&P starts going south, which it will at some point in time, another bear market will enter into the picture. That thing will go up and it will go north. That's just one example. And certain areas of the market will get hit harder than other areas of the market, such as the small cap stocks, which generally speaking lead the market. During good times, they really roar, and during bad times, they really get clobbered. And you There are inverse funds on the small caps. If the financials get clobbered again, there's inverse funds on the financials. SKF would be a good example. So there's other things to do when the market starts to go south. It used to be that a market timer could only be in or out of the market. And I believe Bob, the guy that's heard on the weekends, I've listened to him for years. I haven't heard him recently because he's getting harder to find. Bob Brinker. He's either in or out. I don't believe he does any kind of inverse investing. But, you know, as I was inventing the app, man, I discovered a lot that I was not aware of. I discovered, obviously, that the inverse funds can really be profitable if the market turns snotty. And I also learned that not every stock gets clobbered in a bear market. I learned that the dollar stocks, at least this was the last bear we had, I learned that the pawn shop stocks, I learned that the gun stocks, others did very well in the last bear market. There's always something that's flourishing no matter what the conditions are. Hard money lenders, collection agencies, all kinds of things do well. I also learned that in 08, the bond market was up 30%, while the stock market was down 38%. So getting that stock-bond mix right is very important. And you know where I stand right now. I don't like the bond market. I don't have any exposure to bonds. And even though it's had a decent year, last year it got whacked pretty good. The bond market depends on interest rates going down. We just got as low as, I believe, 2.39 on this current run. And now we're back up to 2.53 and rising again. I don't know where we'll be. It's a couple years down the road. But I do know that Bank of America today moved their estimate up of when the Fed will hike to June of next year. They were at like September, October of next year, and they keep moving it up. It just seems that higher interest rates are in store down the road. One of the reasons why they're so low this year is because the economy's so squishy. Which brings up another subject. You know, I don't believe that there's been very much attention paid to our economy by our leaders of our country. I mean, the reason the economy has done what it has done is basically because of the Fed. Printing money, keeping interest rates low, doing what they can do. But I just don't see much being talked about or plans. And maybe you can say, well, it's the gridlock. They can't do this and they can't do that, but I just haven't seen any incentives for small businesses to go out and hire and to have all kinds of confidence. Instead, I see them being really afraid to do anything right now because it's such an uncertain environment that we're in. A hostile environment, I would call it. So the economy, as I look around, man, I see it all over. I don't see a healthy job market. I don't see a healthy consumer right now. And the one that worries me the most, mortgage applications this week hit a 14-year low. The housing market is terrible. New housing, the home builders. It's very hard to have a vibrant economy without people out, young couples getting new jobs, buying their first home, other people that have been working, moving up to a little bigger home as they have children. Man, I just see everybody kind of nervous right now about things. And I just don't see a lot of incentives being put into the economy right now to encourage folks, other than low interest rates. That's all I see. So, you know, and I'm going to continue to monitor the economy because that's one of the big factors that will eventually turn this bull market, which has been going for 66 months, into a bear market. That's a leading factor that we need to be aware of. Well, anyways, we'll write about all of this in the newsletter. We'll get right to the bottom line again this week. You can get the newsletter at pwstreet.com. You can get the app on the Apple Store, Google Play, beststocksnowapp.com. And if you want us to manage your money, 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.